The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am fascinated by those medical shows that simulate parental decisions when, because of complications, it came to saving mother or child at birth. And mostly, I'm amazed by those mothers who decide to save their unborn child. I asked some mothers amongst us, and all of them told me, "Yes, Father Christian, it does happen that mothers would decide, if it comes to that, I really hope I am not one who's going to live. Let my child live." This love is often difficult for us to comprehend and perhaps a love to aspire to. It's selfless to the core and displays a quick peek into God's love for us. Oh, this divine love language is also found in the prophet Isaiah. This is what he said. God said, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I, says God, will not forget you." In other words, God is saying, "My love for you surpasses that of a human mother." I want you to hold that thought because we will need it later. In today's Old Testament message, God took a step further, pledging his love for all people, even the outcasts of our societies. God wanted his house to be a house of prayer for all nations. It doesn't matter where you come from or where you grew up or what background you have, what color you have, what color of your eyes. God wanted his house to be a house for all nations because, you know, Jesus was sent to Israel as a fulfillment of what God had promised to their ancestors, including Abraham. But then, and as a consequence, Israel was sent to be a light to all the nations. So let's say if the light of God, if the love of God is in you, your love is not for you to hold on to and say, oh, it ends with me. You are also obligated to send out that love for other people. This is going to play out as well. This is what Matthew is telling us, how Jesus navigates all this when he's dealing with the Jews and he's dealing with the Gentiles, which are Greeks and all other people in those ancient times. And this was pushing out to live out our true purpose. First, there was this first conversation with the Jews about purification. It's a subject that is so dear to the Pharisees, for they are deeply committed to the law. And I'm not being sarcastic. They are really deeply committed to the law. And the question at hand was, what defiles a person? Jesus explains, it's all the evil things that come out of our mouths, that proceeds from our hearts, and it's not the food that we put into our mouth that defiles us. Now I'm imagining a well-educated Pharisees going around in our neighborhood and telling people, these are forbidden food, you should not be eating this. And Jesus had come to fulfill the law, to give it a proper interpretation, telling us what he really meant to us. And this, I believe this message was actually even for us. We are all strugglers. You may be Jew or Greek or Turkish or British or African or Asian or an American, from the north, from the south. The moment we begin talking about impure thoughts, we realize that no one is exempt. Only by the grace of God are we able to live a life that honors God and trust that God will make that happen. Trust God who already pledged his love for you. Then Jesus went north in the region of Tyre and Sidon. We hear his conversation with this Gentile, a Canaanite woman, and we are left dumbfounded. She must have expected obstacles when she came to Jesus to petition him. And she comes, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me, son of David, have mercy on me. I want you to pay attention here, I'm here. I think there's going to be a problem. I'm not sure I'm going to be received, but here I am and have mercy on me. And she's shouting. Her bravery and her faith speaks volume to us and have so much to teach us about our own interactions with God. How is your interaction with God, may I ask? How is your interaction with God? Did you bring a petition to God today in God's presence? And if you did, you need to learn from this Canaanite woman. On the surface, it seems like Jesus responded to her unfavorably by saying it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. But, and I consulted my Bible commentary, guilty as charged. Yeah, it says that these words were rather meant for the Jews because they were listening to. He's telling her, but I think the people who are hearing here actually are the ones who are supposed to listen to this. He's saying to them, I was sent to you, the Jewish nation, and in turn, you, the Jewish people in the background, you were supposed to be the one who are going to have to heal this woman's child. You are the one whom God came to. You're supposed to have God in you. You're supposed to be the one to bring the, that healing to this woman's child. That's what Jesus was getting to. But they bailed out. And remember, his disciples also were urging Jesus to dismiss her, which actually we do too. Think about it. When we get annoyed and tired of being bothered, you and I are the new Israelites spiritually. God expects us to be the healing of these nations around us, people who think of God as utilitarian, that I'm in a relationship with God because of what I get out of it and not what I put into it. But if God loves us so much, like more than a human mother loves her child, do we think he doesn't have expectations for us? I do have expectations of my children here. I do have expectations for them. Do we think that God does not have expectations for us? Jesus was acting like a parent to us all who cares for the well-being of the child, even if the child is misbehaved or unreasonable. He cared when he told the Jews, "Don't think you are strugglers. You are not strugglers like everyone else. First, learn from your own shortcomings, your impurities. Tame your tongue. Be careful of what comes out of your tongue." And he cares also for the Gentile woman when he tells her, "Great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish." And Jesus is asking you here this morning to bring that healing into your circle of influence, into your community. Be that healing for others. Amen.